Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having our good friend Chester Elton back on the show. Chester is one of our top team-building experts in the Brain Trust. He is the co-founder of the Culture Works, an outstanding organization that's a relatively new organization, but the people, Chester and Adrian, are still doing the same great work. Their books are legend, including The Carrot Principle, including The Daily Carrot Principle, including the new one, The Orange Revolution. You're starting to see a pattern here, folks. Chester, welcome back to the show.
Hey, always delighted to be with you, Jim. Thanks for asking.
Good to have you back. I was telling the audience before you got here about our team-building conversation that we're going to have today, and I was just pointing out that even if you're a sole proprietor, even if it's just you, you're a micropreneur, you got a team. You got people around you. You can't do it all by yourself. You got an insurance agent. You got a banker. You got an accountant. You got an attorney. You got family members. You got a lot of support. And then when you grow your business, you got one or two or three or six employees. And even though you may not have two teams, you got one team, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And you're exactly right. You know, today the barrier to opening businesses and getting up and running is so low because of exactly what you're talking about. You can cobble together a team. They don't necessarily have to be on your payroll, but they influence your business tremendously, whether it's your accountant or your lawyer or your suppliers. And it's very important to have them understand what it is that's important to you and then how to rally them together so that you can continue to build your business.
Right. Exactly. And so what are some of the main team building fundamentals that we need to focus on, Chester?
Well, you know, we came across an extraordinary team builder in our book, The Orange Revolution, that we highlighted, and his name is Scott O'Neill. When we first met him, he was at the NBA, and now he actually runs Madison Square Garden Sports. So he went from managing a very small team to managing a big team. I love your little blurb there. You teach big businesses how to speak small business, you know, as a second language. I think we all start with small teams and grow. Well, one of the things he taught us that we loved, and I think will be very helpful to your listeners, is the rule of three. And what he does very well is he simplifies what it is he does in his business. And he breaks it down to three things. And he talks about it as being a commitment to world class is number one, or what we call wow. You know, how do you wow your customers? How do you wow each other at your business? And how do you wow other team members, right? So then the second thing is no surprises, which is a commitment to communication, that surprises in business are generally negative, you know, and you've
That's run exactly lots of businesses. Right. I tell people, surprises are for birthday. This is business.
Exactly. And then the third one, which again is really key, is how when you have success do you celebrate? Like, how do you cheer for each other? So very simply, it's wow, no surprises, and cheer. And what you're asking, I think, is very important, Jim. What you do is you've got to make sure that you've got great lines of communication, whether it's to your accountant or your supplier or your team members, around what it is that's important to you. Do it in a world-class way, and then when you have success, make sure to celebrate to reinforce all those great behaviors.
Now, wow is multifaceted. Wow includes, you know, the blocking and tackling, the fundamentals that which is you know, is everybody's got to do. But it also includes having vision. It includes the ideas. It includes the way you feel about people, the way you treat people. Wow is a big one, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of my favorite examples of wow is a lot of times the big wow is a little thing. So we've done a lot of work with the Avis Budget Rental Car, and you know their slogan is famous. They've had it for forever. We try harder. So what's important at Avis Budget is customer service. We try harder. So what does that mean? Well, the way they communicate that is really brilliant. Every day, and this is a great best practice, by the way, every day, Avis Budget takes a great customer service story that they've gathered from somewhere in their network, and they shoot it out to every location. So every manager at every little Avis kiosk or store starts the day with a great customer service story to redefine what it means about trying harder. Now, here's a great story that I loved. Airport kiosk. Woman's traveling. Her flight comes in late. Her flight arrives 45 minutes after the Avis Budget counter is supposed to close. Hmm. But the employee there, you know, because they've got your flight information and so on, knows that she stays an extra 45 minutes to make sure that this woman gets her car.
Right.
Now you say, that's a big wow. But in essence, it was only 45 minutes. So to your point, sometimes the little things are a big wow if you do it right.
Right. Well, and exactly. But always being reliable. You know, we're going to talk about trust in the next visit with Arki Chankuti. And always being trustworthy. I mean, even though most people think that, well, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. But you know what? Doing it all the time, that's kind of a wow. I mean, no matter what goes on, no matter how difficult things may be, being able to count on somebody over and over and over again, that's a wow as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. You know, we've done some really interesting work with Cigna Healthcare lately. And it's really interesting. And you've got this in a lot of businesses. You know, you've got a hotline. You know, you've got a problem and you can call the number, right? 1-800-HELP-ME. And what they found was they had a great helpline system, but it wasn't up and running on the weekend.
Ah.
So, you know, I'm talking to one of their customer service people, and she says, yeah, it was really great. We had this slogan, we're here for you, just not right now. Call back Monday. You know, and it didn't make any sense.
Right.
So one of their big wows was, let's open it up over the weekend and on holidays. And they literally get hundreds of thousands of calls. Now, here's the big wow. They're the only healthcare company that does it.
Right.
So you can call at 3 a.m., on Martin Luther King Day, and you're going to get a live voice to help you. That's a big wow, because for what you just said, you know when you call them, someone will be there.
You can count on them. That's a big deal. We're going to talk about no surprises and celebrating in the next segment. Chester, give us the website, please.
I'm sorry, the website? Oh, the website is real simple. It's just www.theCultureWorks.com.
And the new book is called The Orange Revolution. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And if you leave me now, you take away the very heart.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.